Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant and Radio Alabama Sports. Now, here are Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
Good afternoon and welcome to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alban No. 2 on Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor, and I'm also joined, as you just heard, by my partners, Coach Chris Herron and Coach Jerry Weems. It's always good to be back, and it's definitely good to be back here moving into the second round of the playoffs and talking about tomorrow night's opponent. Anytime you advance into the playoffs, it's been a good week and a good night, and it was last Friday night.
Well, that's what the playoffs are, Rusty. It's a matter of week-to-week survival. And we survived through that one game, and now hoping that we can get through another one tomorrow night. And we're fortunate enough to have a home game, which should help us in that regard.
When we're able to be back here and in a lighthearted way, a jovial mood, then it's a good thing. That's a very good thing. It lets us know we went 1-0 last week, and after wrapping up that win last week against Greenville in the first round, and so knocked out that win, get to 1-0, get to this week, and just trying to go 1-0 again tomorrow night as we wait on round two and those Williamson Lions that are headed this way.
Well, as we look back at the big win last week, kind of some things happened that are almost unheard of in that 49-0 victory over Greenville. And the biggest thing, the dominance of the Volunteers, and it starts with actually gaining. The offense gained every yard physically possible on Friday night, because every time they had the football, they took it all the way into the end zone. Greenville ended the first half with the football and second half. So absolutely every yard gained by the offense that could be gained offensively was gained. And do you guys ever remember that stat ever before? I mean, that's not an official stat that you could probably look up, but I just never remember being able to say that.
Well, I heard Coach Herron mention that, and I'd never even thought about that stat.
That's something that we actually begin it where I'm at in my spot, in the spotter stand, that we actually started talking about it game one, and we would look at that, and as the Vols were able to move the ball. So it's something we've kind of kept up with from the spotter standpoint throughout the season, and there would always come that one possession sometimes in the second half, you know, where, well, that ended our streak of being able to get every yard. So I know for this year that's the first time that's happened, that we've made actually our Volunteers gained every yard that they could have possibly gained, and that was neat to see.
Well, one thing, it gets very hard to do it, because normally one half or the other you'll have the football.
Sure.
and you know, if you had the football, even when you're running timeout, you could have gotten more yards.
Right.
But the way that ended, never punted the football, never turned it over, and that's a hard thing to do.
Yes.
Again, especially in the playoffs.
Yes.
But we talked about it. I know myself and Tommy Wood talked about it on the Volunteer Voices. There was a freshness about the Volunteer team, and you could call it a freshness. You can call it a commitment to the playoffs. But they definitely looked like they were in a different gear on Friday night to me. And I wanted to get you guys' take on that.
I think one thing that happened, the coaching staff stressed to the players the fact that last year we lost that first game in the playoff. And, you know, as a matter of fact, shut out. And it was kind of a motivational, you know, that first round game was sort of a motivational factor to make our players perform better, and I think they did. The players didn't want the same fate that came upon them last year in that opening playoff game, and they were going to make sure that that didn't happen. And I think that affected the way that we approached that game and the way that we played the game last Friday night.
I think it goes back, and you can talk to some of the players and some of the coaches, and it not only affected that game last night, it's affected every game this season. It affected summer workouts. It affected last spring training. It affected last winter's workout program. About a year ago, and the taste that those returning players had of the way that season ended last year. And, you know, you can't – every season stands on its own, but you pick and choose things to kind of motivate you through those long winter workouts, through the spring, the summer, and into the fall camp. And I think that last Friday night was an example – was the culmination of a taste they got – we had left there with a year ago, and that drove that team and that staff to that point last night – or last Friday night to kind of – in a sense, not that the team, but just a sense of, you know, we need to improve, and we're not going to let that happen again, what happened to us right here a year ago.
Well, you look back at last Friday night and just some stats. Volunteers had 19 first downs to Greenville 6. They had 36 rushes to Greenville's 28. Vols rushed 36 for 226. The Volunteers completed 7 of 9 passes for 122 yards. Greenville rushed the ball for 62 yards, and they completed 4 of 9 passes for 25. The Volunteers held Greenville to 87 total yards offense, and the Volunteers had 348, which that's not a crazy number offensively for the Volunteers looking at some of their stats, but it's because of the defense given, you know, setting the Volunteer offense up with great field position time and time again, and obviously a turnover as well. The Volunteers were penalized 7 times for 75 yards. That's something to keep an eye on that we've still got need to clean up. But our opponents, the Greenville Tigers, were penalized 13 times for 100 yards. So holding a team not only to under 100 yards rushing, but under 100 yards total offense, that's something that's really, really hard to do. And a lot of that time, late, there were substitutes in the game and still able to hold them to that totals of
right.
Impressive.
Right.
Well, you mentioned the dominance offensively, you know, all the yards that we made and that kind of thing, 348 total yards. But again, and, you know, and we're talking about the defensive side now, but holding them to 87 yards total offense. And we've done that, I think, 7 times this year. We've held opponents under 100 yards rushing, and 5 or 6 times we've held opponents under 100 yards total offense. So it's not something new. And what we're seeing, a pattern here, we're seeing, the offense is actually helping the defense, and the defense is actually helping the offense. And it's kind of a team situation that's leading to that dominance. And I think it all starts up front with that.
It's a term, Coach, that we're beginning to hear in football more and more.
Which is?
That complementary football.
A complementary football. Sort of like the leverage pitcher
exactly.
In baseball.
Yeah. Terms are coming out of everywhere.
A new term.
Yep.
And I guess we need to start throwing that into our analysis here.
Yeah, our lexicon that we use, yeah.
Well, if you're going to be official, yes, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they are.
Do it right.
They're complimenting each other
absolutely
perfectly. I'll say that.
Absolutely they are.
Coach Herron, we talked about it. We talked about the defense, obviously, and the performance. But share a little bit about the offensive line performance. That's where it all starts on the offense, and being able to gain each and every yard on Friday night, it's got to start up front.
It does, and that group up front, you know, we've kind of watched and we've critiqued from our vantage point and talked about things we thought they could do better, and the coaches that we know have done even more than we have, and it's a group we've watched grow. They've become a very good offensive line, those 5 starters that have been there and been very fortunate to avoid any major injuries all year, where all those five guys across the front have started all 11 games so far together, and there's nothing like that experience playing together, and you learn how to play with each other and communicate almost non-verbally at times, and what you know what your partner's good at, maybe what you're a little better at, and how y'all can work together. Going across that front this past Friday night, our center Chance Helms, he had graded out at 74. Our right guard J.D. Owens graded out at 78. Then our left tackle Dewey Brown, he graded out at 82, and our right tackle Noah Peterson graded out at 84, along with our left guard Cole Rice at 84. So again, everybody above that 70 mark, everybody in the blue, as they call it, getting that passing grade with a 70% or higher, and those guys, when they can have that type of success individually and as a unit, then it just complements the skill folks, and they're able to complement the blocking that they get, and it all works together just beautifully on the offensive side, as was so well displayed last Friday night when the Vols, they were never stopped. Every time on offense, they got all they could get offensively, and it was a tremendous offensive performance. And the whole time they're out there gaining all those yards, that defense, those guys were over there able to sit and rest and get an extra shot of water and be ready to hit it and just absolutely swarm from the defensive side when they get their opportunity. So it is definitely complementary football that those two units are playing back and forth for each other.
Well, it was an impressive night for sure. And, one thing we talked about with Greenville, a very talented football team, and we felt like the Volunteers needed to start early and take control of that game and kind of take Greenville out of it early, and that's exactly what they did. If you look back at Friday night, it was about as, there's no perfect football game. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's too many opportunities for mistakes.
Sure.
But as far as a whole, that game was just impressive, and exactly, if Coach Horn could have laid out this is what I want to see happen in the game, I'm sure that it fell in line with everything that he would have said. And it was just, but going back to the freshness and the extra you mentioned and the focus, freshness and focus, mm-hmm. Was really key.
But you go back, we had that week off the week before.
I think that played in.
Sure,
I really
I think
do.
I think it,
you didn't know how that would affect, right, because right. It's something that you're really not accustomed or maybe never have done.
Right.
And how would that affect, mm-hmm. When everybody else is playing for the most part and you're sitting at home? We knew we had some people banged up,
mm-hmm.
and it gave some of those guys time to heal those wounds and to get more. Because that happens. I mean, in a 10-game season, and going back to the fall jamboree, you'd played 11 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
You'd played physical football 11 weeks straight on Friday night. And to have that week off, and they practiced 3 days, but was able to kind of, watch their guys and take care of the guys that needed to take care of. Some guys set out that week of practice,
right,
and got cleaned up and healed up. And I think between those two things, the focus and then that healing period, mm-hmm. That 10th week, it won't always work out where you can do that. Obviously, we'll have it again next season.
Right.
But it seemed to play out perfectly to me.
Well, you talk about that off week, that 10th season, and you just mentioned it may not work that way every year, but I think for this particular team, that off week came at a perfect time. And, next year it may be that maybe we generated momentum at the end and don't really want a week off or some other example of that nature. But it happened to come at a perfect time for this team this year. And I think that's what we saw in the way that we played.
For sure. I'll tell you what, let's get our first break in here. We'll get ready to move our Coach Heron to give up, as he does so each and every week so graciously, his spot there at the end of the table. And we'll be bringing in our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, which is LaDamian Boyd this week. We'll also be bringing, for the third time this season,
and back-to-back weeks,
Coach J.T. Burns will be coming back to the table with us right here.
He's got his own cheering section.
And he likes Mexican food, I tell you that.
Well, if he don't, he's going to by the time this season's
absolutely,
out, maybe. So he's got his opportunity to come in, and we're excited about having him. So you'll want to stick around right here on Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is Ashland's DIY store. They have all your gardening products, along with everything to take care of the inside and outside of your home. Heck, they even have ice cream makers and knives. If you need it, they have it or will get it for you. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you want selection, not to be limited to a particular make or model. And that's why Hill Auto Sales features, well, basically a selection of Chevy, Ford, Kia, and Honda automobiles. We're all different, but we know what we like. Located on the Hill in Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The rocking chairs and the selection await you at Hill Auto Sales. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Hunters, you've waited patiently to harvest the perfect deer. When you finally make that happen, it's time to fill up the freezer from your successful hunt. Matthews Meat Market provides deer processing for our local community. From sausage to steaks, jerky to burger, Matthews Meat Market is ready to help fill your freezer. Located 61272 Highway 49 north of Lineville. The phone number for Matthews Meat Market is 256-396-5694. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, except for Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market, from the local woods to a local table, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Football Fiesta. This is Rusty Taylor, and I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems, and we bring two special guests to the table. And one's just, maybe we need to get his own chairs. This is his third trip. Coach JT Burns, good to have you back. I actually challenged you a while back, I think the first time, that you needed to be coming back multiple times. And it was a while before you got here.
It was.
From the running backs group, but now to be back for the third time and back-to-back weeks, it's good to have you back.
Thank you for having us. It's good to be back.
And the reason he is here is because the Clay Central Sports Network player of the game for last week, and the first returner of the year for his second time here, is LaDamian Boyd. Good to have you back, and congratulations. A great performance last week, LaDamian.
Thank you.
You did have a really good night. We were talking about it, and you may have heard us talking about it before we brought you guys up here, but I wanted to kind of start with that. Had a week off, had 10 week. I mean, I know you guys practiced three times, but you had that 10th week off, so to speak. You played 10 games, and then you had last week, the week before last off, and played last Friday night. Could you tell any difference? Did that help you? You think obviously a running back has got to have some bruises and be a little banged up through the season. Would you able to tell a difference in some freshness yourself?
Yes, sir, I could.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, when we looked out there, and I'm gonna go to Coach JT Burns with this question. But it wasn't about two carries in, and maybe even the first one. We're like, LaDamian looks different tonight, as he is. I mean, you've ran the ball great. You know, we got, you're over 1,000 yards rushing on the year, but it looked different on Friday night. It looked more like, I'm just going to be honest with you, and up front, it looked like what I remembered seeing you, the way you were hitting the hole, taking the handoff at full speed and getting going. It just looked different last Friday night. Why do you think it looked different? Was there a little, was it the freshness? You getting completely, are close to back? What's your take on being back? I mean, it was a major injury you suffered last year, and to be back and competing in your 11th football game is impressive in itself, but being able to compete at that level.
Yeah, I mean, I felt pretty good, you know. Like, I'd say I'm back at 100%, you know, and, like, last year I didn't get to play my first year in playoffs, so that kind of fueled me to, like, play harder this coming up because I didn't get to play last year, so I just took that energy into this year and just played all out.
I thought about that too, because you had to sit on the sidelines last year and watch that round one playoff game, and I know that was tough on you. With Coach Burns, obviously your first year back here at Clay Central, but what did you see different about LaDamian? I'm sure you noticed that from up on top of the press box on Friday as well.
Yeah, he just, you know, he had a really great game. You know, like you said, there were a couple runs where it looked like there was a little more of a burst. He off week probably did well. Didn't know what I thought about the off week to start with at week 10, but
none of us did,
yeah,
because we'd never been there. It's unknown,
yeah.
Right?
It clearly was all right, though.
Well, I think it worked out good for our team, as Coach Wings put it a while ago. It worked out well, and the guys stayed focused, yep, with you guys' leadership, and they come ready to play at a high level on Friday night. And LaDamian, right at the top of his game,
yes,
on Friday night. We'll look at LaDamian's stats real quick. He had 17 carries for 136 yards. I mean, my quick math, that's about 8 yards a carry. One touchdown and one assisted tackle there, as you also got some reps on defense. So a very impressive night on Friday night. Coach Wings, I don't want to take all the thunder here.
Well, LaDamian, you carried the ball 17 times, which I guess with our team, that's a lot because, you know, we got a rotation there, plus the quarterback is heavily involved in the running game. But you carried it 17 times, and you looked just as strong that last time as you did the first. And, you know, they once asked a great running back if he got tired carrying the ball that many times, and he said no, the ball's not that heavy, so so I guess that was the case, lad. The ball,
yes,
was not too heavy to carry it 17 times, but you look just as strong that 17th carry as you did the first, and I think that's a tribute to how hard you work, you know, on conditioning during the off season and that type thing. And you know, your step, your spin, all that stuff, it seems like, has come together. And, you know, Coach Horn's often told us he thinks you're like, you know, at one point he said, I think he's like 85, and then 90, and 90. I think you're right there at 100% at this time.
Yes, I feel like
And this is the time you want to be down the stretch in the playoff.
Well, Coach Burns, looking at your offensive, I mean, your running back group, obviously you had Kevin Cherry in here last week, kind of the backup guy in the backup role a lot, most of the time behind LaDamian. But just speak to how that group has continued to improve. We knew they were an impressive group, but they've continued to improve throughout the season.
Yeah, they've done a good job. You know, week by week, I feel like we're getting a little better each week. You could tell that last week, I think. You know, I've said it the two times before. It makes it really nice to have two really good running backs at the same time that can share carries and do different things and everything like that. And they both work extremely hard, very coachable. Just, you know, I've said it before, always doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, looking at the stats, LaDamian on the season right now has 154 rushes for 1,095 yards, and that figures out to 7.1 yards per carry, 10 touchdowns rushing the football, and also 2 2-point conversions. So those stats are really good, especially like Coach Wayne said, because we do share the football very well. As you look around there, Kevin Cherry, another one of your running backs, he's rushed it 65 times for 479. He's averaging 7.37 yards a carry. He's got 8 touchdowns running the football, and he's also got 2 2-point conversions. And that's all being said with a quarterback, which I know is not you know, specifically your grouping, he's rushed it 83 times for 639, and we've got – so the top three rushes, the really impressive – and all those are impressive stats, but the impressive part to me is that you that our three main rushers are all over 7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
And that's just a that's a big mark to be at 7 yards a carry with three different people.
And then you've got another one, Damari Whetstone, that's just under 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, and he's had 25 rushes for 152 and three scores himself running the football. One I wanted to talk to you about just a little bit, and I know LaDamian don't mind this because I'm sure he's kind of like a coach on the field.
Mm-hmm.
One guy that stands out, and he stood out, he got a touchdown on Friday night, Dalen Houston.
Yes.
He has came – he looks – every time he gets to hit the field, he looks better. And that's just good for the future of volunteer – for all of us, Vols.
It is. You know, when he gets in at the end of the games, you know, there's nothing better than that experience for him. You know, he's been a – he was the B-team running back this year, and he practiced on the scout team every day. You know, so he's going against those number one guys and getting hit and banged up. And, you know, that's where you learn to become a football player. And I think that's – it goes to show what he does throughout the week to help us get a look. You know, you see it on Friday nights as well.
And Dalen's a guy that got injured and then missed – didn't play a year.
Mm-hmm.
So his first year back, and that's even more impressive. Yeah. All those reps that he's got there, especially on scout team, to get – because, I mean, he's a physical guy.
Yes.
I've seen that being out
he's
there.
He's a big kid.
And he plays physical. I want to hear your take on some of these guys, LaDamian. I know you're not one to speak of yourself a whole lot. Talk about, you know, Kevin and some of these guys, what you see from them each and every day.
They're really good kids, you know. Kevin, like, he's there when I need him. It's like, I get a little winded here and there, and I'm like, Kevin, you give me a first second? He go right on in and, like, whenever we're, like, up in the big lead and stuff in Houston, when he goes in, he goes out there and plays hard. Because, like, at practice, he listens to everything I say when I'm trying to help him out. He's just a good kid and is there to listen.
Yeah, and we can see improvement in all of you. But those kids that are learning the position, and he is learning the position.
Yeah,
he is. He was not necessarily even his time at playing very much. He wasn't really a running back that much. So seeing him advance into that role, and getting those reps and you know, on the scout team is really, really paying off. And it looks very good for the future, the volunteer backfield, to have guys like that. You know, but we look down, and I know you hadn't had these guys as much. But you know, one of your brothers, Taylor Boyd. Taylor had to get a lot of reps last year at running back, and thank goodness with the depth, we hadn't had to use him there as much and kind of focus on defense, but he will be returning next year and will be another big asset in the backfield.
Yeah, Taylor, he gets reps every week. So if anything, you know, happen, you know, he's ready to go. And like you said, you know, luckily we've had really good depth this year where he doesn't really have to do that as much and he can focus more on defense. But he does a really good job at running back too.
He's really, really capable. He's a very, very capable and good running back. So just a true stable of great running backs back there. Coach Waynes?
Well, both of you guys, I've watched quite a bit of film this week on our opponent tomorrow night. Very good linebackers, inside and outside. They, you know, they get to the football. So it's going to take a combination tomorrow night of some of those guys up front, you know, getting on those guys and staying. And then our running backs are going to have to make some kind of moves there on those inside guys too. So it's going to take a team effort offensively to move the football against this team's defense.
Yeah, it is. They're a really good team. You know, like you said, they have four really good linebackers. The main thing that sticks out to me is, like you said, they fly around. So we're going to have to play well, which I expect us to do that. You know, but, you know,
yeah, you don't expect anything less than that.
Yeah.
Well, before we let you guys have your final remarks, LaDamian, talking about obviously that defense, it's a defense, I know you've heard it all week, the average giving up, 5 points a game, somewhere a little over 5 points a game. They don't give up a lot. How does that excite you and seeing that challenge out in front of you, a team that's given up, 60 points all season? And so how is that? How do you see that as a challenge, but also as a great opportunity moving forward into tomorrow night?
I think it'd be a good challenge because it'll help us further in the playoff. You know,
yeah,
we're gonna see better competition after this round. You know, so I think this game is gonna be a really good one for us.
I do too. Coach Williams, you got anything for these two as we get ready to let them
no,
let
them go? I like the confidence that LaDamian is talking about going into this game, and I think he'll have his buddies ready to approach it in that same way. And I know the coaching staff has done their part of it, and they'll have the team ready. And, you know, they can talk about their speed, their quickness, their aggressiveness, but they haven't played it. Volunteer Stadium yet, so they're in for a treat tomorrow night.
Coach Burns, what do you have as you get ready to close out here? We let you go. Be with your family. You got Coach Joby Burns, as everybody knows, and Miss Keisha Burns is here with you tonight.
Yeah.
So not only do you bring your wife and your kid, but now you're bringing. They didn't come for you, though, I don't.
They did not come for me. They came to see the little boy.
They just wanted a meal.
Now, they wanted to see that grand boy is what they wanted to see.
Yeah. No, you know, appreciate you guys having us on. You know, looking forward to a good night tomorrow night. So, go Vols.
Thank you. All right. LaDamian, this is your second time here, and you've done a very good job the first time, and you've done a very good job this time. But anybody you want to thank or anything you want to say, and realize we've got a lot of fans out there listening, so we need them in the stands tomorrow night, don't we?
Yes, sir, we need them loud as possible.
Yeah.
We need them loud as possible.
And you guys have fought and worked hard, and especially looking at what you went through to get to this point after what you know, the injury you faced. So if everybody's deserving, but if anybody's deserving to have a crowd, it's this young man. So, LaDamian, just share your final thoughts with us.
Just thank you for having me up here.
Well, anybody specific you want to thank? I mean, I knew you talked about these other running backs. I know you're proud of the offensive line. I've had some of those guys have actually talked to me and of course I was a lineman, so I understand this. They are so proud to block for guys like you that's not always fussing at them and hollering at them about when they mess up, but picking them up. And buddy, that group is really, probably outperformed our expectations, if we're truly honest, and really done a good job of giving you guys, the running backs, some big holes this season.
That's right.
And on Friday night. Well, at this time, we're going to present the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Game to LaDamian Boyd. This is for the Clay Central versus Greenville game on November the 8th, 2024, and this is presented by Britches and Bows. Congratulations, LaDamian.
Good job, buddy.
Yes,
sir. Thank y'all.
This time we'll take a quick break. Stick around with us right here on Classic Country 90.9.
One stop at Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville, and you realize their investment in today's youth. From the cashiers to those mopping the floors to the ones taking your groceries to the car, many of those are local students. They're learning what it takes to be a part of a team and the value of hard work. Piggly Wiggly has been providing young folks an opportunity for years, and that continues today. Piggly Wiggly in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, proud to support our local schools and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
Let's face it, selling a poultry farm is a lot different than selling a home or land. Poultry South understands the unique needs of a poultry farmer. Things like biosecurity, cash flows, poultry house construction, poultry equipment, and government regulations all play a major role in buying and selling poultry farms. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group has years of experience handling all the do's and don'ts in the industry. Since 2012, Poultry South has been the go-to source for the state of Alabama, Georgia, and across the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network. A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister, it's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's convenience store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Clay County, your Backdoor Feed Store, right next to Piggly Wiggly, just off the square in downtown Ashland, provides feed, farm supplies, plants, gear, pet food, boots, overalls, jeans, and advice for your farm or backyard. Open 6 days a week, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and 8 to 12 on Saturdays. Your Backdoor Feed Store.
Your local real estate professional, Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group, is a Clay County native. Spencer is licensed in Alabama and Georgia and services landowners throughout East Central Alabama. He specializes in selling recreational properties, farms, and rural homesteads. Spencer is also a member of the Poultry South team and is dedicated to helping you get top market value for your property. For a market evaluation on your property, the phone number is 256-283-3198. Spencer Loveless of Southeastern Land Group is the official land agent of Volunteer Voices on Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alba number 2 on the Ashland Square. And Coach Chris Herring comes back in here. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Herring, your take, we give you this opportunity because you give up your headset. We give you the opportunity to speak about LaDainian and what you saw from him last week.
Well, it was great to see him and that performance that he had. And, you know, it was a little over a year ago when we saw the injury that he sustained down at Wetumpkin. And to know, you know, how the recovery from that and how that he progressed throughout the winter and the spring and through the summer, and to see him, you know, almost a year later, you know, he's played through the regular season and again, get to the end of his senior year and see him have that success, you know, right here at the end of his senior year and in the first round of the playoffs after a total calendar year has passed by since he suffered that injury. It's just, you know, it was really good last Friday night to see him do that and accomplish what he's accomplished on the football field and off the field, to be around, you know, being able to have fortunate to be around him just a little bit and see what kind of guy he is, and young man, he's the kind of guy you love to see have that kind of success, you know, along with his teammates, but individually, what he's been able to accomplish. It carried him, got him over 1,000 yards for the year, and so very proud of him, what he's been able to do, and hope to see him do it a few more weeks.
Well, let's move over and talk to about our opponent from tomorrow night. And then we're talking about the Williamson Lions comes in. Our first time to face Williamson out of Region 1, a team that comes in at 10-1 on the season. They're coached by Antonio Coleman. Many Auburn fans and maybe even some Alabama fans might remember that name. He was back in 2010 on the Auburn National Championship team. He is the head coach down there for the Lions, and in his third season down there in Williamson, definitely having their best of those three as they'll be traveling up here. From what we believe, they've traveled part of the way today, actually. So made a overnight stay somewhere, and we're not sure. But
they might be listening to us.
They could be. I don't know.
Maybe tuned in. Yeah,
maybe boy. Over in the gym.
They may have an app. You know, they may have got the app or something. Yeah.
Well, we should have sent it to them. Actually,
should have sent it to Coach. Yeah.
But when you look at and we know you guys were able to talk to Coach Coleman this morning, and get his take for a little bit this morning, and we appreciate him sharing that time, but. Williamson comes in, and when you see them and when you hear about them, we've mentioned it on and off, defense is what jumps out at you big time, and their defense is very impressive. Coach Weems, what's your take on the Williamson Lions?
Well, you know, I've watched them, as I've mentioned several times on film this week, and their defense really stands out. I mean, in 11 games, think of it, in 11 games, they've only had 62 points scored on them. So that's some stingy defense. Six shutouts out of those 11 games. And the most points, only two teams have scored in double figures. Citronelle, which is a very good team, and he mentioned them. Citronelle.
I mean, they're still in the playoffs. They defeated the 2 seed last week.
Don't they play Catholic tomorrow night?
They do.
I wouldn't be totally shocked if Citronelle didn't beat Catholic.
Catholic's headed to Citronelle, correct? Yeah. So.
And then, but anyway,
I wouldn't be shocked either.
Citronelle scored 26 points on them, and then Vigor, the only game that they lost, beat them, scored 19 points. So, and we mentioned their linebackers in another segment. They're two inside linebackers, and they're two outside linebackers in their 3-4 defense. Those are their best players on defense, and they really get to the football. And, you know, we've got to stay on blocks. We've got to do something. And we talked with Coach Horn about this, create some kind of method that we can get better angles and get to their linebackers quicker. And I think we'll do that, you know, as we scheme and game plan for them. But we've got to control their defense, not let them make big plays. Their secondary is very aggressive. And I think that you know, if we can get their secondary playing the run real hard, that we possibly could go deep on them and burn them that way. And I think we can look for that to happen in this game. But the very good defensive team is Citronelle, and that's not to say that their offense is not good. I mean, they've got an offensive tackle that's committed to Southern California. He's 6'6", 290. So, you know, their offense is not void of good players either. In fact, three of their offensive linemen go 290. The right tackle, right guard, and the center all 290. So we're looking at a very good football team. And, you know, they wouldn't be 10-1 if they weren't good.
Well, you look at them real quick before I give Coach Herron an opportunity here. The thing about them that stands out, especially that defense, is there's only three seniors on that defense. And all these guys that really stand out at you are underclassmen. Most of them, the defensive lineman there, DeMarcus Dale Brown, number 14, he's just a freshman. And he's a standout player. Then number five, Elijah Gaskin, is kind of the standout linebacker, but all four of them are good. He's a sophomore, as well as the Clark. How do you guys pronounce Clark's name right there, number six?
Flukeman. Oh, Yusef. Yusef Clark.
Yusef Clark.
Yusef.
Yusef Clark.
Now, y'all said two different things.
I'd say Yusef until I was told different.
Well,
I'd probably just say
and
Clark.
And then I'd still say it.
I'd probably just say Clark.
Oh, why Clark?
Yeah.
Just say number six.
Or number six.
But anyway, he's a sophomore, and the other two linebackers are juniors. So just think of the potential down the road.
Well, we talked about those linebackers being so good, but their best defensive player is probably the nose tackle, Petway. He's a very good player.
And the freshman is already on a lot of watch lists. For his class, which would be the class of 28.
And he's a 6 foot, 220 freshman.
And is absolutely amazing to watch as a freshman.
Yes. He is so athletic.
Yes.
And what a motor he has.
Mm-hmm.
He just stays after you until – that's the thing that stands out to me about him is he just stays after you.
Right.
So, but Coach Herron, what's your take on the Wiginton Lions?
Well, it's like Coach Wayne's mentioned, you know, looking at them, that – The first thing that stands out is those four linebackers, both inside and both outside guys. And, of course, you guys have talked about them and what we've seen them be able to do on film and the disruptions they've caused and the points they've given up, you know, how few points they've given up. Two of those points, actually, that they've given up was against we need to get back to the offense because it was a safety in one of those games where they won something to two. So
6-2
Yeah.
Over BC Reign.
And it was, yeah, exactly. That's it. And they, so that those 2 points, you know, weren't technically against the defense, even though it does count against them when you do the stat figuring up. But, yeah, it's just a tremendous defense, very athletic, and the speed. Those 11 guys on defense, once the ball, you know, it takes a second or two to figure out, especially on a running play, where the ball's going, you know, is it where it's headed and that type of thing. But once that's kind of determined to where that football's going and what direction it's headed, that is 11 guys that are just, they are on a horse and they are getting to the football. They move. They have very good speed across their defense. You know, you're going to get a couple of different fronts. There's going to be a 3-4 look. There's going to be a 3-3 look at times. It's going to have a little stunting coming out of it. You know, short yardage down close to the goal line, we may see some 5-2 with a bear where they pull them tackles down there or the defensive ends down there in 3 techniques, that type thing. Coverages, you know, we're going to have to, you know, Soap, he's going to have to do a good job of kind of you know, recognizing it, or are they 2, 3, or 4? What kind of coverage are they playing back there, man-to-man? They don't blitz a whole lot, but they do enough blitzing. You know, you've got to be aware of who's where, and they do some blitzes to try to help stop the run. You know, also some pressure packages and pressure blitzes. But, you know, it's just, it starts with their four linebackers, kind of that middle level of the defense. They've got a good group in front of them, a good group behind them in the secondary. But it starts right there, and these guys just, they're flying to the football. And offensively, we've got to match that effort along our offensive line. You know, we've got to try to make that a physical thing there. We've got to have our heads up. You know, we've got to know those outside linebackers are going to be coming on some BC gap stunts and twisting in there with the defensive ends. I think we could see some talking about some of our passing games, some rollout stuff, you know, rolling right, left, moving that pocket around maybe a little more than we have been doing. And that's something that could happen. You know, we're going to make sure we know our protection call on the front. If we, you know, if we're right or left protection, where our back's going to fit, which way we're sliding, that type thing, to make sure we pick those up. And we've got to understand the concept of the running play. You know, is it an inside zone to the right? Is it outside zone to the left? Are we countering? Are we counter special? You know, where are we wanting to, where along the line of scrimmage do we want that ball to go? And understand we've got to quickly move our body in position to be able to keep some of this speed from getting there, you know, to where we want to run that ball. So on the snap, our first step, our get off, very important there. And Coach Williams referenced earlier, you know, the angles that we take, you know, they're, after a half a second, they're not going to be where they are when the ball snapped. They're already moving and in pursuit and going where they're going. So, you know, we've got to be quick enough in our first step, two steps, to, we got to go where they're going to be and maybe, and not necessarily right where they are at the snap of the ball. So, if you know, a challenging situation for the Volunteers, but, you know, it, you expect that this time of year. But we get into the game and we play well, then good things are going to happen for us on both sides of the ball.
Well, if you look at him just a little bit, that quarterback, Alvin Dinkins, in what we've seen on film, he likes to throw the football, but he's not a big runner.
No, running's not really. That doesn't seem to be.
He's not a running quarterback.
And another factor, their running game is fairly simple. You know, zones, counters is about it.
They got a couple running backs. One is kind of a speed. Both of them really fast guys. They got Willie Maddox and Todrick Withers that are kind of split time in the backfield, number 10 and number 1. But as you mentioned, Cardi Smith, the 6'6", 290 senior right tackle, committed to play at USC. So that gives you something. And his guard's 290. The senior's 290. Left guard, 275. And then a left tackle, 240. So a lot of size on the offensive line. They'll present challenges. Anything else you guys would like to say about Williamson before we take our last break?
Well, I think it's another team looking forward to kind of seeing them, a team you've always heard about, but somebody we've never seen. You know, as we going into our 13th year with the Vols, and just one of those teams that, you know, we hadn't run across yet. So it's another opportunity to let somebody else learn the lessons of what comes with Volunteer football.
And it's also, you know, one of their better years here recently, so they're going to come in excited and ready for a big playoff game. And they've had to compete against some pretty tough teams down there in that region, in that Mobile region. So they'll come in and ready to play in their first playoff game here in several years.
Well, tomorrow night's going, the weather's going to be perfect. We're expecting a huge crowd at Volunteer Stadium, and that's what we need. We need a huge crowd and a huge loud crowd as Williamson comes to Clay County to take on our Volunteers. We'll take our last break right here. You're listening to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán number 2 on Ashland Square.
Frank's Point of View, a peaceful RV campground escape overlooking Talladega National Forest. Unplug, unwind, and take in breathtaking sunsets and star-filled skies. Each site offers a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks for your comfort. You can explore miles of hiking trails while your pets enjoy the open space. Online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your family-friendly adventure awaits.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids. They bring in live music on the patio. And don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse and Company.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Fall is finally here and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta. Let's move into, and this is something we really won't be able to hardly do next week, as most of the teams that we played fail. We do have us in Scottsboro still playing, but Coach Herron, take us to the teams that on our schedule that played last week and how they fared.
Well, we'll do it. We'll start out with the Hanley Tigers. They were our first opponent back to start this year off. They finished the year at 4-6 overall after falling last week at St. Michael. They lost 63-40 to wind up their year at 4-7. The Benjamin Russell Wildcats, they finished their year up last week on the road at Spanish Fort, losing there 49-35. Benjamin Russell finishing the season at 5-6. For this 2024 season, the Scottsboro Wildcats, they finished their year at 9-2. They defeated the Jacksonville Golden Eagles last Friday night, 49.
Yeah, they didn't finish. They're still playing.
They finished off the Jacksonville State Golden Eagles, 49-14 last week, as they improved to 9-2 on the year. And this week, they're at home again. They're playing the Ramsey Rams, making that trip up to Scottsboro tomorrow night. Elmore County, 7-3 on the year. They finish after dropping to Andalusia 27-7 last Friday night as they traveled to Andalusia. Hopeful, 4-7 for the season. They lost to Montgomery Catholic last week. They had made the short trip down to Montgomery, and they lost to Montgomery Catholic 52-0, finishing 4-7 on the year. Second-place team from our region, the Beauregard Hornets, they lost last week at home to Eufaula. The Tigers of Eufaula defeating Beauregard at home 30-20, and Beauregard finishes the year at 5-6. And the Pell City Panthers, they traveled up to Fort Payne, and one we thought Pell City may do it, and by golly, they almost pulled it out. They fall at Fort Payne. Pell City losing to Fort Payne 24-23 by 1 point. Pell City finishing the year at 5-6. So headed into round two from our 10-game regular season schedule, Scottsboro, our only opponent that has advanced to the second round, they'll be taking on the Ramsey Rams this coming tomorrow night.
Coach Williams, let's move into the 5A playoff bracket, and let's start quickly with the north side. And I'll take the north side real quick.
Okay.
Moody defeated Arab 49-7. Winona defeated Russellville 30-28. And that'll put Winona against Moody this week. As we just mentioned, we mentioned Scottsboro and Jacksonville. I won't go back over that one. And Ramsey defeated Ardmore 47-0. And that'll put Ramsey traveling to Scottsboro. Corner defeated Lawrence County 49-35. Corner, a team that's been ranked most of the year. They will be at home this week against Boaz as Boaz defeated Centerpoint 29-8. Fairview had a close one, but they get a victory over Carver Birmingham 15-12. Fairview advances, and they will play at home again against Leeds as Leeds defeated Gunnersville. Gunnersville ranked number one about half the season, and they are out of the 5A playoffs as they fall to Leeds 35-28 in the first round. Coach Williams, you mind taking the south side?
All right, when you look at the south, which is where the Volunteers are, Montgomery Catholic has been ranked number one since Gunnersville fell out of that spot. They beat Hopeville last week 52-0. And then Citronelle from down in Mobile, they won a close game against Shelby County 14-9. So that's putting Montgomery Catholic playing Citronelle tomorrow night down in Mobile. And, of course, the Volunteers beat Greenville 49-0. Williamson beat Northside of Tuscaloosa 46-0. So the Volunteers will host Williamson tomorrow night. The other two games tomorrow night, looking back last week, Vigor over Sipsey Valley 46-0. You follow 30, Beauregard 20. That puts Vigor traveling to Eufaula tomorrow night, and a lot of people figure Vigor one of the favorites in 5A. And then the last bracket, Demopolis lost to UMS Wright last week 21-7, and Andalusia defeated Elmore County 27-7. So UMS Wright, always a playoff threat, will be hosting Andalusia tomorrow night. And that's a look at the south part of the 5A bracket.
Well, Coach Herring, as we get about 4 minutes away or about 3.5 minutes away from the top of the hour and closing out another installment of Football Fiesta, anything you'd like to share here as we get ready to go off the air? Some big things happening tomorrow?
Yeah,
in the morning and in the afternoon.
There's all kinds of things happening tomorrow. You know, of course, we'll be on these same stations, and every how you're listening tonight, we'll be on here in the morning. It'll get started early with that Classic Country Mornings. They'll start at 5:30 with a little gospel, and then we'll have the Coach and Friends morning show. We'll roll in there from 6 to 8. Three-point stance, 8 to 10, and we got some good stuff at 9 o'clock if everything works out well. And we got a pretty special guest going to be in there with us tomorrow morning, Coach Skip Holtz, head coach of the Birmingham Stallions, the back-to-back-to-back championship team there in Birmingham. And Coach Skip Holtz be passing close by, so he's going to be able to be here with us actually in person in studio tomorrow from 9 to 10 o'clock, and we're looking forward to that very much so.
Coach Williams, anything you got as we get ready to close out Football Fiesta?
Well, Coach Herring mentioned Coach Skip Holtz, and if you've never heard him talk, you need to tune in tomorrow because he is a very personable guy. And he always adds a little humor in with what he's talking about. And he is very knowledgeable on football at all levels, particularly the college game and the professional game. And he's coached at several spots throughout his career. He played at Notre Dame. Very knowledgeable guy, very personable. You need to hear him tomorrow. Actually, coming to Ashland, Alabama, to be on Classic Country 90.9. And then again, tomorrow night, Rusty, 6:30, we'll be back with the pregame show, and then that will lead right into the big playoff game tomorrow night. And I wanted to ask you guys this before we get off the air. We haven't talked about this, but who are your favorites in 5A to advance? Let's pick four teams out of the.
All right, we got about a minute, so.
Where are we going, to South or North? Oh, you mean to make it to the Final Four?
Yeah, the Final Four.
the Final Four, I'm giving our Volunteers out of that top bracket of the South, and I'm going Vigor in the bottom bracket of the South, and I'm going on over. I'll give my four. I got Moody going out of the top side of the North bracket, and I've got them actually facing Leeds.
I'm with you. That's my same exact four.
Well, I'm going with Ramsey instead of Moody up there in that North.
You've been high on Ramsey.
Yeah, I'm kind of high on Ramsey for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why either, but they've come on of late and played a very tough schedule. So as we get ready to close out here, we thank you for however you listened. We thank you for supporting the Clay Central Sports Network. But most of all, we want you to make your plans, if any way possible, to be at Volunteer Stadium tomorrow night to take on that 5A second round game as the Volunteers will be hosting the Williamson Lions at home. It's a big game. It's going to feel the air's going to feel a little different. I won't have shorts on tomorrow night, by the way.
You'll be inside. You can wear shorts.
You'll be inside. There's a heater.
It's going to be 40-something. I'm going to wear pants, okay? I want to see if you got yours on here. Not outside.
No, I am outside. Yeah, so. I am outside.
But anyway, make your plans to be at Volunteer Stadium. Our time is 6:30 for the pregame show and the kickoff at 7. You remember, if you want to watch on the streaming side, you'll have to go to the NFHS network. These games are regulated by the AHSAA, and that's the only place you can watch. It will be our audio and stuff on there, but if you want to watch, you're somewhere away. You'll have to go to NFHS and get that subscription to see it. Well, until next time, God bless and go Vols.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Thanks for listening to Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant. Follow the Volunteers all season long on the official home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On Classic Country 90.9, the Clay Central Sports Network Facebook page, and the Radio Alabama app.